T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Hey!
I've never seen you look so good.
No, I have not.
You never act the way you should.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good to be with you. It is Wednesday. It's one of those days where there was an old Calvin and Hobbes cartoon about it years ago where it's just a bad day even when you wear your lucky underpants. Just nothing has been going my way.
I remember that.
It's been a rough day, buddy.
Yeah, it's not been my best day on the planet, but that's okay. That is okay. But anyway. Good to be with you guys. It is Wednesday, and we have Jam or No Jam coming back at 3:45 this afternoon. Will Starrett is back in the bullpen getting ready right now. He is ready to go. If you've never heard or experienced Jam or No Jam.
Oh, it's a thing.
It is an experience.
It's a jam.
It's a total jam. So Will Starrett will be joining us at 3:45 this afternoon. Story here from CNN. Another one of those gender reveal stories there, Dana Wright.
Here we go.
This one's resulted in charges now. A Southern California couple whose gender reveal party allegedly sparked the deadly El Dorado wildfire in 2020 has been charged with 30 crimes today.
Good.
Including involuntary manslaughter. A smoke bomb set off by the couple in California on September 5th as part of a gender reveal sparked a fire that went on to burn more than 22,000 acres across two counties. One firefighter was killed.
Jesus.
While battling the flames, and two others were injured. The fire destroyed homes and burned, as I mentioned, 22,000 acres. The couple both pleaded not guilty during their arraignments.
Oh, they're guilty.
CNN reached out to an attorney for the couple but has not heard back. Let's see. Who's this person here? Anderson. Jason Anderson, district attorney, is quoted as saying, "You're obviously dealing with lost lives, you're dealing with injured lives, and you're dealing with people's residences that were burned and their land that was burned. That encompasses a lot. Not only emotion, but damage, financially and psychologically."
I think for a death or fire death, or any kind of massive trauma that comes from these idiotic gender reveal parties, this is what has to happen. It has to happen, Scott. 30 charges, 20 charges. We are now to that point. You've been warned. Stop making homemade pipe bombs to show grandma, who you just killed, by the way.
Right.
Whether or not it's a boy or girl, it's so stupid.
When did this become a thing?
About 5 years ago. And the original woman who did it for the first time has begged people to stop. She said it is her living and lasting regret that she came up with this idea. It went viral. And now every Bubba Ray across country is... Do you remember the one where they, quote, accidentally made a pipe bomb?
Killed grandma.
How? I don't even know how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it did.
And there have been several of the pipe bomb ones where I remember grandma was killed one time, and then another time the dad-to-be.
Yes.
The dad-to-be was killed. Yeah.
That was within the last year, mm-hmm. Scott, the one where the dad died.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get into the homeless problem in Kansas City a little bit later. There's a new development. So they moved him out of Westport over the weekend, okay?
To a, quote, new city property.
Moved him over to Penn Valley Park. Well, the city parks director today said the city is breaking its own laws. And he has said, get out, the parks director. I said, no. You can't move him from Westport to one of my parks. You can't do that.
It's whack-a-mole. Yeah. You realize that.
Yeah. Well,
then they'll move him from Penn Valley.
Put him somewhere
else. Put him somewhere else.
Yeah. So we'll get into that in the 4 o'clock hour. Good friend of the program, Mark Alford, who, by the way, had on the most stunning tie this morning. And I even texted him.
Very well dressed, man.
He is. And I texted him about it. We won't know the results for the rest of the categories, i.e., favorite talk radio host or radio host, until August 1st. But Mark Alford has been named by Kansas City Magazine best local anchor.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they trickling out the winners this year?
Well, I don't know. I guess they gave him his own Kansas City Magazine with his little mug on the cover and everything this morning on the news.
No way.
So anyway.
Good for Mark.
You know, I guess Chris Katz can't win every year.
Please.
Well, I mean, Chris Katz isn't a breakfast presenter.
Please.
So.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Gotta present the breakfast. Get up pretty early in the morning to get that award.
Were you on the show when Starrett did that to him?
I was, yes.
Oh, man.
They just gave each other a death stare. Yes. That was amazing.
You could have heard a pin drop.
I thought they were going to fight.
Listen here. What did Alford started it? He called Starrett a ripping reader.
No, the breakfast presenter started it, and then in retaliation, Alford called him a ripping reader. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Story here from the Associated Press. Dateline is Washington. Lagging vaccination rates among nursing home staff are being linked to a national increase in COVID-19 infections and deaths at senior facilities in July, and are at the center of a federal investigation into a hard-hit Colorado location where disease detectives found many workers were not vaccinated. The investigation by the CDC in Grand Junction, Colorado, raises concerns among public health doctors that successes in protecting vulnerable elders with vaccines could be in peril as the more aggressive Delta variant spreads across the country. Nationally, about 59% of nursing home staff have received their shots, about the same as the overall percentage of fully vaccinated adults, but significantly lower than the roughly 80% of nursing home residents who were vaccinated. Some policy experts are by requiring nursing home staffers to get vaccinated, a mandate the Biden administration has been reluctant to issue. Nursing home operators fear such a move could backfire, prompting many staffers with vaccine qualms to simply quit.
So I want to hear from those of you listening right now who are going through this as we speak. I know for a fact at least one, and I think the number is much higher than that, at least one Johnson County retirement / nursing home facility has once again closed its doors to all visitors because of an outbreak of COVID in staff. About 6 days ago, this happened because I have a friend who has a relative in this facility. She is furious because all of the elderly people, you know, lined up first to get those shots.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
Yes, they are vaccinated. Delta is now here. If you're 90 years old with a string of health problems, even if you are vaccinated and you get Delta, I would not like my chances.
Right.
With as contagious and as serious as the Delta variant has become. I think you have to mandate it. I understand why the administration is reluctant to mandate it. Those are the people who work the hardest doing a job. Let's face it, most people do not have the stomach to do.
It doesn't pay very much.
And it pays nothing. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, try retaining staff in that environment right now and then throw in, hey, by the way, we're going to force you to be vaccinated, when as of June, according to the AARP, 45% of all nursing home staff nationwide are unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Which says 55% are. I get it. What is it about the pay for the people that we expect
to care for our aging loved ones?
Or for our young, for our most vulnerable. Remember, we had this conversation about a month ago or 3 weeks ago about how low the pay is for daycare.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. When we go to the hospital, you get care from a nurse. And I'm not saying nurses are really, really well paid, but they're not underpaid. It's not a $12 an hour job, all right, or a $15 an hour job. What I'm saying is for our very young and for our very old, the amount of money you have to pay to have somebody take care of them is insane. And yet the very people that are taking care of them are given peanuts on the dollar. Where does all that money go? Putting grandma in a nursing home ain't cheap.
If you are an entry-level CNA going to, let's be honest, change bedpans, it's a lot of that.
Wipe butts.
A lot of wiping butts and sponge baths.
Mm-hmm.
The pay is abysmal, Scott. Part of the problem with the COVID spread inside nursing home facilities is that many of those workers work at multiple facilities. You know, maybe on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, they're at, you know, care facility A. And on the weekends, they pick up a couple of in-home shifts or they go to care facility B.
Are these not full-time jobs or are they just full-time jobs and don't pay enough?
Some are, some aren't. NPR did a big story about this showing the, they use cell phone data to track it. I don't want to call this like a transient job, but it's one of those jobs where the pay is so low, there are people who work in that industry, Scott, who cobble together two, three, or four different jobs and rotate. And with that comes an increased risk of spreading COVID around.
Well, see, but part of the problem is you start mandating that those reluctant to get the vaccine get it, they'll just quit. Then you got a real problem on your hands.
Listen to this. Martha Tapia works at two different nursing homes in Orange County, California. She starts work at 7. She finishes at 11. That is 7 in the morning, Scott, to 11 at night. This woman is almost 60. She works 64 hours a week.
No.
She is a CNA. These are predominantly older women of color who bathe, dress, and feed the nation's fragile elderly.
Mm-mm.
At the nursing home where she works in the morning, she gets an N95 mask that she has to reuse and leave there. At her nursing home job in the afternoons, she only gets a blue surgical mask. And so this is very common, Scott. They jump from one care facility to another to try to make ends meet and pay their own bills. And I do think it's worth a conversation about mandating vaccinations for those workers.
576-7798. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright. And I am Scott Parks. Jam or no jam coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon here on KMBZ. What up? All right, let's get to it. Got a full board. When you hear somebody drop off, that is your cue. We're talking about this story from the Associated Press regarding the lagging vaccination rates among nursing home staff. And some policy experts are urging the government to close the gap by requiring nursing home staffers get shots. 55% of nursing home staff have been vaccinated, which is higher than the national average, full disclosure.
Yeah.
But more than 80% of nursing home residents have been vaccinated. Now, I can already hear it. Well, why do they have to get vaccinated if more than 80% of the residents have been vaccinated? Well, because some of the residents have not. And also...
And the Delta variant doesn't care.
Sometimes doesn't care. That's right. And it's all fun and games until it's your grandma. 576-7798. Kathy in Grandview. Hello, Kathy.
Yes.
Hi.
I don't feel like we should have to be mandated to take the shot. It should be, you know, a personal... It should be our own idea to take the shot.
What if it's your boss who's requiring it, though? The company that you work for says, you want to work it. Here. This is what we're talking about.
Because of the liability, Kathy.
Well, I have a daughter that works at a hospital, and because she cannot take the shot because of the fact that when she has had vaccines in the past, she has allergic reactions to them. Now, before this all started, she had an email sent to her and said that because of this, her reaction to the shots before, she could take and file an affidavit with her boss, and she didn't have to take the vaccine.
Okay.
So, you know, I feel that it should be a personal decision. As a person that has worked in the nursing field, I feel like the CNAs are being overly worked. But I also feel that, you know, we've forgot about our people that are in the facilities. My mother passed away in December at a facility. When I went to see my mom, she had been neglected. I feel that what we need to concentrate on is because we don't have extra eyes on our loved ones in the nursing facilities, because, you know, we're not allowed to see them anymore in the facilities. We're not allowed
Wait. I thought we were allowed to go back in.
Well, in the facilities where my mother was at, they're not.
Still.
Kathy, did they allow it and then rescind it? Or was it never lifted?
It wasn't lifted as of March.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me stop you there, Kathy, because we got a full board. We want to keep
and,
moving.
And no one is going to disagree that the CNAs and entry-level staff members at these nursing facilities are overworked. No one's going to disagree with that. But we have hospitals mandating that their employees are vaccinated. To me, I would be shocked if you owned one of these facilities that you wouldn't mandate it because of the liability attached to an outbreak that could pop up again.
The average salary for a certified nursing assistant in the state of Kansas is exactly $29,000. Let's go to Nathan in Kansas City. Hello, Nathan.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How we doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking. Go ahead.
Well, I'm curious, since we're talking about the vaccine mandate possibility for nursing home people, if we're worried about this so much, why don't we go get our elderly out of the nursing homes and take care of them ourselves? Because that's what we do, say, in my family. We take care of our elderly. We take care of our loved ones.
And who stops work to do that, Nathan?
I don't know what you're talking about. You have to make sacrifices sometimes. If you can't afford to buy your brand new car, but you can take care of your mom, then somebody can quit their job. Now, not everybody has that luxury. I understand that. But you have to understand at some point, if it's that serious, if it's life or death, then how do we cut costs so that we can afford to do this thing if it's that serious?
Well, but it's Nathan, forgive me, but you're painting with an incredibly broad brush. For a lot of people, it's not that simple.
Aren't you also painting it with a broad brush because you say, well, who's going to quit the job? Well, you're automatically assuming that I have to have a two-income household, or that I'm not well off enough, or whatever.
It's so, not, I mean, that, Nathan, real quick, it's not that for me at all. It is and it's not. Financially, it's extremely difficult for most families to be able to do that. That's number one. The bigger issue is I'm not a nurse, and I could not physically lift my mom or dad with all of my might. I physically would not be able to do what that job required. I even remember when my grandmother got sick, and she was not a large woman. My God, she was probably 100 pounds soaking wet. If you've never tried to lift dead weight with an elderly patient who cannot physically help you help them, it takes two people or equipment that I would not have.
But you see, there's the thing. You get the equipment. And you were talking about how much it costs for our elderly to be in these nursing homes, and it's exponentially smaller when you're at home, when they're at home, and when you don't have to spend the money on the nursing home, then you can afford to buy those things, the bed and the belts and
but not everybody but Nathan trade. Not everybody can afford that.
Yeah, but you, if you can afford to put your elderly in a nursing home and pay this huge amount, then you can afford to take them out and pay less and buy the tools. You know, it's just spending your money differently. And I know, once again, I'm kind of painting with a broad brush, but I don't understand if there's a solution that's different than the vaccine, then why don't we look at a different solution? And my solution isn't perfect.
Yeah.
But there's more than one way to skin a cat is all I'm saying.
And okay. Nathan, thank you for the call. I've heard people say this before. You are nuts if you think that is a workable solution for 99% of the people listening, if for no other reason, Scott, than the physical demands of caring for an adult that cannot help you help them.
Quick break for the news and more here on Dana and Parks. Someone writes in, you know, 50 years ago, this is what families did. They took care of their own.
Well, yeah, we also used to churn our own butter.
50 years ago, we died at 67 or 6 or 70. So there's a reason, by the way, that the Social Security retirement age was set at 65. Because back in the 1930s, that was the life expectancy in the United States.
I'm telling you. You want to think that this is what we should do in America. The economy would shut down, number one. Number two, I have, in my family, we have experience with this, Scott. You may think that this is something you could do, okay, for a week. Ask anyone who has done this for 5 years, 7 years. If Alzheimer's comes into the picture and there are aggression issues, there are physical constraints. Again, I keep going back to the physical. Could you lift your mom, Scott, with no assistance from her whatsoever?
Probably not. Not to make a comment about my mom's weight or anything.
It's dead weight. We went through this with my grandmother.
Probably a bad choice of words. But
that is what it is. I remember, and she fell once, and my other grandma started falling out of bed. She had sundowners. She was getting up between 20 and 35 times a night.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long would it be realistic to ask somebody to do that if you are not a healthcare worker? You're not trained to do it. You're not. And then on top of that, you're going to quit your job to do that. It's just not practical or even possible for most people. I'm not saying for all, I'm saying right. For most.
And here's some other things, and Nathan, I appreciate the call and everything, but let's say in the house we just bought, okay?
Yep.
If my mother needed to stay with us and we were going to take care of her, there is a room on the first floor
okay.
that we could convert into
and put a
bedroom
in there,
right?
Yep, that's what we do with my grandma.
But there is no shower on the first floor.
How are you going to get her upstairs to shower?
I'm not. And if we do get her upstairs, she's staying up there.
How are you going to get her back down? I mean, I watched my aunt do this. And she will tell you it took years off her life.
Are we going to retrofit the
years
house?
Years off her life, Scott. The anxiety, the sleeplessness, the it is a 24/7 commitment to do that, even if you physically are able to do it, which most people would not be.
Let's go to Diane in Shawnee. Diane, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I used to be a teacher, and I quit to help my dad take care of my mom. And I did that for 3 years, and then unfortunately lost both my parents.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. And then since then, I got my CNA, and I'm now a CNA. I do home health, and I work in nursing homes.
Good.
But to Dana's point about physically lifting, I mean, even if you have the equipment, like the Hoyer lift, it requires two people to use that. And if you're in a home with elderly people, like my father and I, the two of us couldn't even use that equipment to lift my mom. So there's that in addition to the physical. I'm sorry, I get really nervous when I talk.
No, Diane, you're doing great. It's stuff like that, Diane. People, you don't think about it until you're in the situation and you're pulling your hair out and crying because, and with my grandmother toward the end, like I said, she was getting up some 30 times a night. You can't restrain them. You can't strap them down. That's, you know, awful. And in Mississippi was against the law. But they also can't fall out of bed. So
right.
I remember her just being so stressed out every second of every minute of every day. And then on top of all that, you're not sleeping. You know this if you helped care for your mother.
Right, right. And then in the nursing homes, you're running into the issue. I mean, I personally think that people should be vaccinated, but that's just my personal opinion. I don't know how I feel about mandating it. But in the nursing homes, when I worked at one, we were giving a mask, and we were expected to use that mask for weeks. And it's ridiculous because, I mean, you work one shift with the mask on, and it's dripping in sweat, and it's disgusting, and you're expected to, you know, use that over and over again, and it's not safe, and it's not healthy.
You said, Diane, you said you were a CNA, is that correct?
Yes.
Is that statistic that I read earlier accurate, that the average pay is $30,000 a year?
Well, I don't work full-time at a nursing home, so, okay. I mean, I get $12 to $14 an hour mm-hmm. when I work at one, so, you know, I guess if I did the math, I'd have to figure it out. But
which is horribly underpaid, by the way, for what you do.
Yes, yes. But it's something that I enjoy.
All right. Well, Diane, I appreciate the call. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye.
We have a listener who just reached out, and I won't name this place, but the three that I've seen in the last week are all in Johnson County, one in South Johnson County, one in North Johnson County. He said, my dad lives at such and such place, and it's one that you would know, Scott.
Okay.
It closed to visitors yesterday. Their second location in Prairie Village closed last week to visitors. It's here. I'm telling you, it's here. If you've been used to going and visiting mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, it's coming. They are going to shut those doors again because of the staff outbreaks.
This is going to be, I would predict, and you guys know I'm good at this, this is the first domino to fall in a much larger game of dominoes regarding COVID. Next up, by the way, is going to be not mass mandates by cities necessarily. Businesses are going to start mandating them. I was in, and this is just anecdotal here, I understand. I was in Price Chopper this morning out in Shawnee. A Price Chopper where a mask was hard to find on somebody's face a week ago. Masks were predominant in that store by the employees this morning. Now, I don't know if they've been required. I don't think so because I did see two employees without a mask on.
Yep.
But the other employees all had their masks on. I'm telling you, we are weeks away, from maybe 2 weeks away from businesses saying, mask up if you want to come back inside. And what this is going to do, mark my words, there is going to be public sentiment, tidal wave turning against people who have not been vaccinated. That is going to happen.
I wouldn't go around bragging about it right now.
Let's go to Richard in, or Richard, Rhonda. Hi. Third grade reading level Scott. Rhonda in St. Joe. Hi, Rhonda. Richard.
Hi. Let me get you off the speakerphone.
Please.
Okay. There you go. I'm with Dana. I had a Down syndrome little sister, and we had caregivers for her. She lived in a independent living situation most of her life, which is wonderful. They kind of have their own little house and everything like that. But fortunately, she passed away before all the COVID happened. But towards the end, she started having seizures, and their people were trained to handle seizures with handicapped persons. Yeah. I'm not trained to handle seizures. She's never had them all her life until older. She got nonverbal. I mean, there was a host of things. And like you said, lifting her, bathing her. They put in a feeding tube. All those things I wasn't trained for as her sister. And I would have loved to stay home and take care of her because I loved her that much. But it was impractical because I wasn't trained. So that guy is not even painting with a broad brush. He's using a spray painter trying to cover everybody in the same.
I was trying to think, Rhonda, maybe if you're a really, really big guy and you have a very, very small elderly woman and you have another adult in the house and you can quit your job and still pay your bills and your mortgage. I mean, all of those things would have to align for this to be a workable scenario.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm so sorry about your sister, Rhonda. I can hear the emotion in your voice and I'm just so sorry.
Well, we loved her to pieces. So thank you guys for doing all you do. We appreciate you.
Well, we do it for free. Just don't tell the people downstairs. Rhonda, thank you. Hillary in Overland Park, you are next. Everybody else, hang tight. 576-7798. 576-7798. 1 hour from right now, Jam or No Jam with Will Starrett here on Dana and Parks. All right, we will wrap it up this hour with Jared. Go up to my old hometown, Leavenworth. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
What's up?
So I was listening to you, Parks, and I was just wanting to comment on your comment. Don't remember your exact words, but you made the comment that, you know, that people that are not vaccinated will receive retribution from people that are. And
well, I said the tide of public opinion
is going to change. And by the way, Jared, we're already starting to see it. We're already starting to see it during certain sects of the media. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, I was just going to comment on the fact that I haven't been vaccinated and I never will, because my feelings and thoughts on it are just that. I know it's going to make a lot of people mad, but it's a very highly contagious flu and slightly deadlier flu, because my wife and I, we realize you hear people say, well, if you got the vaccination, then you're good. But yet we still are finding people out that are getting it and dying from it, and they're vaccinated.
Those are breakthrough cases, yes.
Right. So my point is like, I'm not going to have a entity of people or a government tell me that I have to be vaccinated for the good of the people. This is my body and it's my life, and they don't have the right to tell me what I can and can't do. Now, I'm okay with making the sacrifices. If that means that I can't fly in an airplane anymore, man, I'm okay with that. If that means I can't go to sporting events anymore because of that, I'm okay with that too, because there's more important things in life than doing those two things.
Well, but Jared, let me tell you this, as the resident Nostra dumbass on the show, I don't foresee a scenario where the government mandates it.
No, but I do see a scenario, Jared, where the insurance companies are going to start stepping in. And I think that's coming much sooner than any of us think.
So I disagree. And the reason why is, just hear me out, is the reason why is that this vaccine, and if they come out with one for the Delta variant, it's still not CDC approved. So I'm in the National Guard. And the reason why the National Guard and the military is not forcing it, because it's not CDC approved. So the insurances cannot, if the U.S. Army says that we can't force this on us, how is the health insurance going to be able to do the same thing?
They're not going to force you, Jared. They're either going to raise your rates exponentially if you're unvaccinated, or I see a future where they say, if you roll the dice and you don't want that vaccine, that's fine. Don't come knocking on our door when you're hooked up to a ventilator and you want reimbursement for that.
Do health insurance currently do that now with people that don't get vaccinated because of their religious beliefs, or measles, or the mumps?
No.
Do they punish those people?
No, but they can punish, Jared, your employer can punish you if you smoke by raising your rates.
But that's to each individual company, because I've seen both sides. I hear what you're saying, but I've seen
Jared, let me ask you a question. If it does get CDC full approval, which based on some interviews I saw over the weekend, is expected within, I think they said, within 2 months, would you get it then or not?
Well, unfortunately, I'm in the National Guard, so I won't have a choice on that aspect. But I'm really close to retirement, like 2 years. So if I can somehow slip the system and get by, and by the time I retire and I get out, then yeah, I won't get it.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, to clarify, it's the FDA that...
FDA, you're right, you're right. Thank you. I want to address something real quick down here that came in on the text line. Man, how far do I have to go? There it is. I used to love listening to you guys, but now I have to wonder how much you're getting paid to promote the COVID vaccine. Let me assure you, we are paid nothing. We have never, and I want to be clear, because we get these texts from time to time, and I'm not mad, so please don't misunderstand. In the 10 years that Dana and I have been together, and the 15 years that this show's been on the air, never once have I ever been told what I could or could not say short of an F word or an S word that would get us fined.
FCC regulations.
Yeah, and the only rules I have to follow are the FCC regulations. But I have never once in all of these years, not one time, had a boss tell me, you cannot discuss this, or if you do, this is the opinion you have to take. Not one time. And I know I speak for you.
I actually sent our boss a screenshot of something that says Dana Wright, managed by newer boss. And I send him and I go, oh, look, you manage me. And he goes, LOL, if that's what you want to call it. That's a couple of weeks ago.
No, but I believe in science. I believe in this vaccine. And I'm not going to sit here and try to play the middleman. This is a talk radio program. One thing we are paid for is an opinion. And my opinion is that you should get it. It's also my opinion that if you don't get it, that's none of my business, but you're on your own.
And I am starting to agree with you there. And when I say you're on your own, I'm starting to take it a step further. You're on your own.
Yeah, don't ask for my sympathy.
No. I'm going beyond that. At some point, the hospitals are starting to turn people away, Scott. When will the insurance company step in and say, if you want this to be your choice, that's fine, but we want to know your weight, your height, whether or not you smoke, and whether or not you are vaccinated. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. The insurance companies, at some point, this is so expensive, the insurance companies are going to say, we are either going to hike your rates if you don't get that vaccine, or we are going to severely limit the reimbursement costs for your care if you're hooked up to a ventilator.
Coming up, the Olympics have technically started today. It's been a rough day, by the way, for U.S. women's soccer already at the Olympics.
Rough day yesterday for Poland's swimmers.
Yeah. And the head of the Olympics, as Sam was telling us the other day, is still saying he may call off the Olympics at the 11th hour.
Not taking it off the table.
Don't forget, at 3:45 this afternoon, we got jam or no jam with the one and only Will Starrett. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
There is no reconciliation that will put me in my place, and there is no time like a present.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.